This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom blowing out his car with a leaf blower and shoelace aglets. Coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
God bite me! I caught me! Holy cow! After hours, sports. Well, howdy, Carrie. Today, our special Halloween edition of the show. Shining Harry in the studio. It's Count Dracula. Hey, Count, how's it hanging?
Blah. Good evening, Harry.
Hey, now, as I understand it, Count, you think you're some kind of vampire.
Yes, this is true, Harry. I am a vampire.
Ah, bull. You're just some sort of swarthy foreigner with bad dentures who likes to dress like Johnny Cash.
That's not true. I drink the blood of the living so that I may have eternal life.
Well, hell, I guess that makes you a blood man. What's the matter? You don't have cold beer in your country? Hell, you could use those incisors to rip open a six-pack before the first pitch. So what makes you think you're a vampire, anyway?
Well, for one thing, I cannot see my own reflection in the mirror.
Oh, you're 1,000 years old, for Christ's sake. What do you expect? Get yourself some damn glasses like ours.
Well, I can also change myself into a bat.
Ah, it's bull. You're just some crazy old goofball.
Blah. I tire now of your insults, mortal.
Well, who the hell cares?
You know, I could drink of your blood and make you my slave for eternity.
Yeah, touch me and I'll put a match to your greasy head. And you'll go up like a Transylvanian fondue.
I am warning you, mortal.
Why don't you turn yourself into a bat and come take a nip out of old Harry, then?
Very well, then.
Whoa! Whoa! Damn! Where's Where's my Spartella squid?
Oh! Help me!
Eternal life, my ass. We're out of time. We'll see you next time on After Hours. Somebody clean this up. Ah, damn it. I got entrails on my swimsuit.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh is leaving his car here, and he said, would you mind leaving me your keys? And then you said...
I said, sure, yeah, but I want to warn you, my dashboard is currently embarrassingly dusty.
So I have a hack for you, if you will.
All right.
That's the term.
Yeah.
To clean your car, that's something I've discovered recently.
Okay.
Okay, what you do is you take your car out in your driveway.
Okay. All right.
Okay, you open all the doors.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you have a hatchback?
Yes.
You open the hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
You remove everything from the car.
Yeah.
Okay, all your stuff.
Right.
Then you take your leaf blower and then you
What?
Yeah, I do this all the time.
This is the equivalent of him having that can of air when he blows his keyboard.
Why don't you just use a vacuum?
Because there's stuff under the seats.
Yeah.
And you can blow everything out.
Okay.
So you just blow everything out.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, you know, you're going to...
Right, out there in your driveway.
Well, then you go sweep the driveway.
You don't sweep the driveway.
Because
you've got to sweep the driveway.
Yeah, so now you got to do double
work.
You
have two tasks.
Yeah.
Just take the vacuum cleaner in the car.
Right.
You're saying it's a great thing. And then you go...
And then you got to mow the yard because there's stuff in the yard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
You got to rake it.
Cups and french fries.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. See, there's stuff under the seats. I'm not speculating what's under your seats. I imagine there might be a Taco Bell wrapper or five, some errant onion rings or whatever. But then you get rid of all the junk in your car.
Do
all
you
right.
Seriously do that?
I do it all the time. I do it every weekend.
I'm not going to do that. I do appreciate it.
Right. Because they make, I don't know how many bazillion different car vacs.
Right.
Just for that.
But they can't get the vac underneath to get that stuff under the seats. This is a
well,
great
they make the tiny Tom, little nozzles. You'd be some
care. My car's pretty clean, but for the dust on the
and
dash.
Then some of the car washes at those places, they have those little pneumatic thing that those are great. Those work too.
Mm.
You get the dashboard, get some of the dust off, then wipe it down. But you got to open the whole thing up, otherwise the dust accumulates.
Yeah,
of course, it'll just spin around inside.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it in your garage, then just get all the junk in there.
Now, do you clean your home the same way? Just walk inside with a leaf blower.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, see, you're gonna laugh.
Yeah.
Duct tapes the lamps.
You're going to laugh, but it's true that, no, the dog room, which is the laundry room.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a washer and a dryer and like a little mini closet, and then the dogs are in there.
And I'm guessing there's a door that leads to the garage or the outside.
There's a door that leads to the outside.
Okay.
So what you do is you bring in the big floor fan and you turn that on. So it's pointing toward the door, so the air is going to be exiting.
All right.
Then you take the leaf blower
and
you blow everything. I do it all the time.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of dog hair, but if you use my system, where you've got
and it's outside.
It's in your yard.
Yeah.
I would think sweeping would be fine.
I would think.
No.
Or maybe one of those little handheld.
The dander and stuff kind of floats around. It's a good system.
Okay.
And I'm actually looking into getting a.
It's a good system.
I'm looking into getting a more powerful leaf blower.
What does your significant other think of your system?
She must.
Well, it's there are problems with that.
She must hate that.
I got in trouble the other day because I...
there are problems.
Of course there are.
I wanted to buy... do you guys know the names of the plastic tips on your shoelaces?
I forget.
Oh, yeah.
It's like agate or something.
Yeah.
Aglet, I believe
it is. Or something.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to replace some of those because, as you know, I have a puppy.
Yeah.
And the puppy will chew on the shoelaces.
I get it.
So there's nothing wrong with the lace.
No, but the aglets are...
Those are satisfying to chew on. If you've ever owned a hoodie with those.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wanted to buy some aglets.
Uh-huh.
So I went online, and this is quite interesting. You can buy them by the thousands.
I would almost guess that's the only way to buy them.
And, I would think the people who manufacture those don't sell them by the thousands.
But they assume you're a cobbler of some.
But they're mostly metal, and you have to have this... crimping device.
Yes. Oh, right, right.
And I didn't want to do that, so I Googled what's the best way to do this.
Okay.
And there's a thing, and I already...
It doesn't involve a leaf blower, does it?
Close.
It said go to the store and buy shoelaces.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That, I don't want to do that, because how am I going to get the... I can't get the color to match, for example, these blue shoes I've got on. Yeah. And the aglets are all chewy on this other one. In any event...
Don't you have a shoe guy?
Yeah, we do have a shoe guy.
I got a shoe from leather shoes. Yes, I do. Great guy.
So
he has no aglets?
I bet he does.
He has aglets.
But how do you crimp them?
He does.
He's got a crimper.
You give him a buck or two.
I'm a handyman when it comes to stuff.
I'm guessing the ones you want are somehow you heat them up and they shrink to the legs.
Exactly. So what you get is you get this this rubber tubing stuff.
I feel like I'm talking down a guy at an insane asylum.
It's so cool, Josh. It's this kit.
Yeah.
And they have these things the size of matchsticks, and you slip them over the existing aglet. If it's chewed up, you cut it off, and then you put in. And then there's a little tiny little heating device.
Well, how about that? Whole aglet.
Three hours later, you have a new shoelace.
Wow!
Yeah.
All for the cost of $72.
That's right. It only cost you more than the shoe.
The kit. The kit
was like $20, and then you could also have a hoodie that has a chewy, a frayed thingy.
Wow! Yeah, sure.
Strand. Are you going strand around lace? Your house?
Lace, you wordmeister, you lace.
That really is an item for a part-time cobbler. Yeah. That is somebody who has an Etsy store.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's making.
So I told Kelly this because the package. I usually get my packages delivered somewhere else.
Of course,
because
you do.
Because I don't like answering questions.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
So she goes, "What's this thing?" Because while they were gone last week, I had it delivered.
Right.
But it was on my desk. What's this thing? And I said, this is my thing, my little machine, so I can replace the aglets. Then I said, do you have any aglets that need to be replaced? And she goes, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Put that away. There's absolutely no interest.
Sane person in that house.
Yeah.
It's a great system, though. Anybody, if anyone wants to bring in some shoelaces.
So did you use it?
I haven't had time. I may have to stop at our cobbler's place.
So you haven't even used it, so you don't know if it's a great system.
I saw it online. I've watched the video on YouTube.
What?
Okay. You are nuts.
I just about can't stand it.
I'll try to use it.
I want you to open up like sort of like a lemonade stand in your neighborhood. And just sit out there at a table with that kit. Aglet repair.
Okay. 5 cents.
Yeah.
At 5 cents, you might make some money. I think the aglets are like $4.20 for a dime.
I think you can charge $5.
They all have dogs, too, in the neighborhood. You might make a profit.
Oh, my goodness.
And I always feel bad for the shoe shine guy at the airport.
Here we go.
Because, nobody's wearing leather shoes anymore, so. When I do wear leather shoes, I always go there and get a quick shine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Really.
See, I always feel bad when they have to shine somebody's shoes. Yeah. You feel bad when they're just sitting there. That's when I go out.
Well, how are they making money if they're just
sitting
there?
They want to make money.
Come on.
Do they?
Yeah, sure. I always tip very heavily.
I know you do, yes.
But about can't stand it.
In fact, last time I did, I think I took a photograph of the guy shining my shoes and sent it to you guys.
You did? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
Those shoes look great.
Yeah, your brown shoes. You've
nice for 30 years. Nice That guy, he puts on rubber gloves so he just really rub that stuff in. That's great.
I think Kelly hates those
shoes. Are these Buster Browns new?
Yeah, she does hate those shoes. And she was with me when I picked them out, and I always point that out, and she just doesn't do any good. Don't you think it's only fair if you're with your significant other, and you go, do you like this shirt? And get that one. Then you get it, and she goes, you're going to wear that?
Yeah, that isn't fair.
You were there when I bought it.
Yeah,
that is kind of bad.
Well, this is a Sid Mashburn. She goes, I don't care about Sid Mashburn.
Who's Sid Mashburn?
Who knows? Guy who sells shirts on the corner.
This is Sid Mashburn.
Sid is a fine designer.
There's a lemonade stand, then there's Sid's, and then
hey, Sid.
And aglet repair. And then
this is a Peter Millar. I don't care. It's unbelievable. So anyway, I guess we're going to have to do sports later.
You know what? It's good to know, though. If we ever need an aglet repaired.
Yeah.
We've got a guy now.
Yeah, I almost bought the kit.
Now you have a friend in the aglet business.
With the crimper. I almost bought that.
Yeah.
This is much more efficient.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's really something. Yeah,
got a little machine. Bobby set the house on fire. don't leave on your aglet heater. But it comes with it's the kit has like all different sizes of these little tubes, Josh.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I could do a big thick lace.
Okay.
Or almost a rope. Okay.
Well, so what's your car cleaning hack again?
My car cleaning hack is you take your car outside.
Uh huh.
You open up all the doors. Take a leaf blower.
Uh huh.
And blow all the dust out of it and all the stuff under the seats and the gum wrappers and all the stuff. You take a broom, clean your yard. It's easy as pie.
All right.
The blows in the grass, take a rake. This is all brilliant.
Right. And people are writing in saying, hey,
yes.
I too have done this or I will do
this? No, I have too have done this.
Oh, okay.
Right, Jason? I just got the thumbs up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great move.
Jason's done this too?
Yes, and I am about to upgrade. I'm going to
shake it.
I am going to a bigger. I'm going to get a bigger leaf blower.
You mean a more powerful leaf blower?
Do you have a gas powered leaf blower?
No, I have an electric one. But it's battery.
Right.
It works for about 5 minutes. Then it peters out. But
5 minutes.
They have the.
I think it works longer than that.
Not mine. They have the I didn't get a good one. I've just been told the Echo brand is the one to get. I've been told.
Ego. That's what I have.
Is that the backpack one?
No.
No, those are the gas ones, aren't they?
Typically,
I may have to go gas.
They make one.
Okay. Oh, okay. Jason's saying that they do make a battery powered backpack one. I do not have the backpack one, and it's quite powerful.
Because I want the big one.
Oh, okay.
Tom, do not get the backpack one.
Why?
They burst into flames. Well, not always. I shouldn't just say that. But we've had stories where they burst into flames.
Really?
The gasoline powered ones, yeah.
Because I do like to when I grill out, I'll take the leaf blower.
Yeah.
You hit the charcoal with it.
What?
What?
Absolutely.
Oh my God!
You get the charcoal started.
Then you have embers flying all over your yard.
That's how forest fires begin.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're going to get kicked out of your neighborhood.
I think we're all glad that you live in the more or less moist Midwest.
Radio star burns down neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Tom Ted from Northeast Michigan writes in, Tom is absolutely right about car cleaning. I've been cleaning all my big rigs and heavy equipment with compressed shop air for years.
All right.
10 times faster than any vacuum.
Now that, but all, doesn't compressed that all, air, yeah. That's, and big heavy equipment and compressed air, of
sure.
course.
But
that's
see,
all.
This discussion started because I asked if I could borrow your car.
Right, and you can.
and you said, well, the dashboard's filthy and full of dust.
Why do you want to borrow everybody's car?
Why do you have a car?
I've got to take it to the shop. The point is, Josh, I'm just saying, if you take your car.
Yeah.
You could at least get the top layer of dust off with a leaf blower.
I would rather just dust. I feel like blowing the dust around, and I also feel like having my car wide open with a leaf blower in is going to blow dust into it as well.
I keep a microfiber cloth in my console.
I have trouble,
just wipe it off.
I have trouble touching microfiber.
Yeah, I know.
It's the
too.
Worst feeling fabric
I
on
agree.
The planet.
I agree, but it works.
That is. Also, yeah. I have a bunch of tiny, tiny... pieces of fishing line all over my hatchback area because I will change bait. I'll change lures while I'm shore fishing in the back of my car. So I don't want that to blow around in the yard and stuff like that.
So it's just lying there?
Yeah, just little pieces that I pick up whenever
Does
I see
Does your car
them,
smell like fish?
Some days.
On a good day.
On a good day.
I know a good detailer.
Real fishy.
I'll have my detailer come over and take care of your car. That's not my other... I did another great hack.
Oh, what's boy. That?
This is a good tip for you, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, God.
You're going to like this.
All right.
Just cutting the socks off with the tips?
No, this is different. I have this ice machine at my house.
You hate it.
And I hate crushed ice.
Right.
I'd like to see it made illegal, but... And hey, now you can have ice that starts to water down your drink immediately.
Many love it, but okay.
Well, someone in my house loves it. And
there you go.
Therefore, we have it. The point is...
They're happy, and that makes you happy.
So this ice machine is pretty big. It's like 2 feet by... It's a big cube thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy, and it's got a built-in drain.
Yeah.
And it drains down through the basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the drain clogged up. So I went online and there's this,
God.
And there's this, so there's this company you call and it's like called something like Ask a Pro or something. Have you heard about these
yes.
things?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, this there's actually a life lesson here. So I signed up for this thing.
Okay.
And then you text them and you get someone and they tell you, you go back and forth, hey, I have this kind of machine. What do I do?
Right.
And essentially, the advice I was given was call a repairman. Not especially helpful.
No, that isn't.
And then I also noticed that I kept getting billed monthly for this service. I didn't realize I had
signed up
for a anytime you have a problem call.
Oh, yeah.
And the first problem I had, they didn't help. Mm. So I undid that one. And so I urge you to be very careful if you sign up for one of those things. So I paid like $50 3 months in a row for nothing.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
But and then I thought maybe I can remount this drain. So I went online.
That sounds like a great idea, doesn't
and
it?
And I bought, because the drain's like as thick as a little thicker than a straw.
Okay,
it's about this thick. Mm-hmm. So I went online. You know, what you can buy,
what's that?
A 6 foot drain reamer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
sure. You got one of those?
I did.
And you reamed the drain,
and it worked.
Yeah. He now has Legionnaire's disease, but it still works.
But the brain's it's unclogged.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.